Shell's had the last 2 years to consider what approach it might take if it returned to explore in the Arctic. Spokesperson Megan Baldino says that's apparent in the plans that the company submitted to the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management on Thursday.
If we decide to explore in 2015, we will have both rigs drilling in the Chukchi Sea.
Instead of keeping one rig in Dutch Harbor as a backup, as they've proposed in the past, both vessels would be sent north to drill.
So they would act as each other's backup rig in the unlikely event that it would be needed.
The rigs would also be taking advantage of the short ice-free summer, which they'd need to make progress on the 6 wells that Shell wants to complete within the next few years. But Baldino says that's not set in stone because the company isn't sure it will return next summer.
It's really important to point out that we have not made a formal decision, but we are undertaking activities, including submitting this plan, in order to preserve the option of the 2015 season.
Shell tried to mount an expedition to the Arctic this summer, but they canceled those plans after a federal court ruling cast major doubt on the legality of Shell's leases in the Chukchi Sea. That question still hasn't been resolved, says John Callahan. He's a public affairs officer for the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Callahan says that regulators have to finish a new environmental impact statement for the Chukchi lease sale.
Assuming that our supplemental EIS is accepted, then the Secretary of Interior will make a decision in March of 2015 as to whether to uphold the sale and proceed or cancel the sale.
Until that happens, Callahan says BOEM can only conduct an informal review of Shell's new exploration plan.
We'll call Shell and have meetings and say, hey, we need more information on X, or it doesn't look like Section Y is complete, that kind of thing.
Those lines of communication won't extend to the public. BOEM will not post Shell's exploration plans to its website or take public comments on them until the leases are on solid ground. But that's not stopping some environmental groups from weighing in. On Thursday afternoon, Oceana Vice President Susan Murray issued a statement saying Shell's, quote, no more prepared to conduct offshore oil and gas exploration activity in Alaska's remote Arctic Ocean than it was in 2012, end quote. Until Shell and other oil companies can prove they're ready, Murray says the federal government should put Arctic exploration on hold. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.